Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show, coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. I'm Brian Drake. We have the whole crew here today.
We're on a streak.
We are on a streak. So I got to redo the introductions here. To my right and your left, we have Scott today. Say hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Across the table at Ziggy and Coach. How's it going, guys?
Yo, yo.
You know.
Why are? No, my something's going on with
kind of a rainbow.
No, it's not that. I'm watching the I'm watching the Google document screen here, and as I'm talking, it is transcribing what I'm saying. It even has Scott's line in here. What have I done?
I don't know.
I turned something on.
Clearly you have.
You probably angered Elon Musk or somebody. Somebody at Google or somebody at Apple.
You just stop.
This is the I got to figure out how to stop this. This is not.
Did you check the dynamic IP address?
You know, it's awesome. It's updating on my screen as well.
Yeah, this is very strange. This should not be happening.
You got a microphone?
It's like
on the computer.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, it seems to have stopped. So okay. Whatever you did,
I didn't do anything. So I'm
so just full disclosure.
Uh huh.
It was me.
What did you do?
Oh, he was on his phone.
Oh, okay.
He had the.
So your phone was listening to what we were saying. See, this is going to tie into something we have here. Where
do you have a mute button on your computer for his phone?
I will have to try and
figure out how to. We need a techie.
Yeah, that was me. That was all me.
Okay. No,
Sorry about that.
But this ties in then with a story we have here where a Facebook leak proves your phone really is spying on you. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Now people are going to wonder if we orchestrated that as a transition into our story.
Probably somebody did. But we haven't finished our intro. We talk about everything and everything on this show. And if you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening,
right.
Even though your phone is.
That's right. Well, we have California has ended the reparations bill because they're racist. And what else do we have here? The left doesn't like the electoral college because it's racist.
Oh, California made another dumb decision. We got a full show today.
We do.
Because they're racist.
Yes. Oregon has rolled back hard drug decriminalization.
Really?
Because it's not working out. Yeah. I have a theory on that one.
Oh, so, yeah?
Yeah.
I bet it's brilliant.
It's
drugs are bad.
Well, no, it has to do with taxes. So
it wasn't gen. Okay. I won't.
Yeah, let's wait.
It has nothing to do with drugs being bad. It has everything to do with the government not getting the money they expected. Okay. I mean, that's my theory. So
drugs are bad. Drugs are bad.
All right, we always start with a crazy on the way. Okay. Who's got one today? I have one from last night, but
let's go. Don't. I want to see how far we can get into the show.
Okay.
Before we get to Doug's crazy.
Yeah.
Because Scott's third.
Really? Are you trying Scott's to put my crazy on hold?
Stands for something, and I'm going to wait and see if we can skip it all together.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
It'll be like the Trump bet.
Maybe.
Oh, let's go.
That's the new bet. How long can Doug go without mentioning
it's not
the
happen. Yeah, okay. I lose.
Okay. You know?
I lose.
Anybody who's been listening to the show knows what's coming.
Yeah.
Right.
So should we, anybody, you got anything, guys?
No, let's just get it out of the way.
Let's go.
On vacation,
let's
baby.
Go.
What's your crazy, Doug?
What is your crazy, Doug? What is?
I took delivery of the Cybertruck on Friday.
Very nice. And it's a very nice truck, actually.
It is.
It still looks like a dumpster, but boy, when you get in it, you forget about all that.
It is the driving experience.
I was very impressed.
You know what? There's nothing like it.
I dislike electric vehicles less after being in that truck today or yesterday.
I mean,
and that was a double negative. You mean you like electric vehicles more?
I dislike them less than I did before.
I'm not saying what the T stands for. I'm not even going to use that word. The cyber vehicle.
It is the cyber vehicle is the most awesome driving experience I've ever had, ever. And you know what? When I started driving my Model 3, I said, you know what? I'm a Tesla guy from here on out, and there's nothing that I have now that doesn't further that That's me. I'm telling you, it is wonderful.
Oh, yeah. So my third T today could stand for Tesla instead of that other word that rhymes with duck.
All right.
The cyber
duck. No, don't say it. Don't say it.
It's a duck.
Okay.
Cyber duck.
I think we should have that bet. If somebody says that word, starts with a T, rhymes with duck, and it's the second name of Tesla's new electric vehicle, the cyber blank. Then whoever uses that word.
Well, but now wait a minute. Well,
what are the stakes?
Well usually it's cigars all the way around.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Which I prepaid my
fail. No.
Well, it's that a preview then. Yeah. What I gave you guys today, if I lose, that's what you're having.
I like it.
Nice.
In fact, I think we should make that. That's the bet.
A staple.
Just Tabernacle.
On that staple. Day, yeah. Scott's third T stands for Tabernacle.
Okay.
Made by Foundation Cigars and AJ Fernandez.
Very nice.
There's a commercial that we didn't even get paid for.
Yeah, right. I like it.
Go ahead and email us for a contract.
So you could say Tesla, you could say Tabernacle, say a lot of those things, but
can't say duck.
Yeah. Okay. I got a minor crazy on the way.
All right, go for it.
You know what I'm sipping out of today?
Yeah, we finally got... It's not that we finally got our mugs. We got our mugs a long time ago. Yes. Scott finally remembered to bring them.
No, Sailor Twist, favorite fan.
No.
Or Taylor's Sailor, number one fan.
Number one fan, yes.
Yeah, she delivered and sent us mugs and a shot glass for Ziggy and the whole thing. The bet predated Coach, so he was left out of this, but that's okay. Coach, he'll be part of the next one. But yeah, we've got our mugs from Taylor's number one fan. And they're awesome.
They are very nice mugs. I cannot wait to use it.
Of course, and, I'm sipping sparkling water out of it instead of coffee. Yeah,
Does Taylor's number one fan want her name mentioned, or is that a no-no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, Taylor's number one fan. Thank you very much. They are gorgeous. We really appreciate
it. Thank you.
And
apparently, my alcoholic reputation.
I mean, the shot glass is probably the best of the three. I'm looking at
it's
that.
Like a 6-ouncer.
Yeah, that's.
I'm gonna steal it. I'm gonna take it.
No, it was steal. You said it right the first time.
Scott's third T stands for took.
Took
Ziggy's cup. It's not really a cup. It's a shot glass. It's awesome though.
It is an extra large shot glass.
And all the glasses have
it's a shot barrel.
All three of these have similar color and whole thing. They say Drake and Scott on them. They're beautiful.
We really got to do a Twitter or something so I can put pictures up of these things.
Handmade, one of a kind.
Yeah.
Glorious.
Although, if we ever have a merch store, you know.
There we go.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
T-shirts, hats, and
I want
coffee
this
mugs.
To be one of a kind. Nobody else gets them but us.
Okay.
We'll come up with another mug.
Yeah. Different one.
Dude, we'll contract with her and have her build a line of mugs for us.
We could do that.
And people could email us at drakeandscott@gmail.com.
Drake and Scott with three T's.
Yeah, and then that's what we'll do.
All right. Very nice.
First one to email us gets it, unless it's Taylor's number one fan.
Well, no, okay.
We'll see. Got a free mug coming to somebody. Of course, you have to be willing to give us your address.
Yeah.
That might preclude some people.
Or a P.O. box.
They might be diametrically opposed to that. Sorry, for you listeners, that's a reference to our pre-show meeting. Doug couldn't say diametrically.
No, he said it.
He said it just fine.
Yeah, he said it just fine. Oh, he just did wasn't he? Sure what
on his like fourth attempt or something?
No, it was first attempt.
I diametrically disagree with you.
The question was it the right word to use?
Incorrect.
Yeah, and it was the right word to use.
It was.
Yeah. She
says well, let's get going. We got another crazy.
I got my crazy. It was last night. I go to the gym after a full day, and I can't wait to work out and get on the elliptical. My wife is already there. And I go to change into my workout clothes and realize I forgot to bring them. So I was like, well, I'm not going home. And, you know, I'm still going to get my exercise today. So I just worked out in my jeans and my looked a little silly. So, but, you know, the elliptical, you know, my back is to everybody. It was facing a wall. And so I couldn't see all the Snickers or grin. Yeah. But there was probably none of that going on. Nobody at my gym talks to each other or even acknowledges anyone else exists.
Nice.
You need to change gyms.
No, I like it. It's quiet. It's almost private, and nobody, you know, I don't have Insta thoughts, taking pictures of their crotch as they're doing, you know, leg day. You know, I mean, it's just, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's called finding a new gym.
Yeah, no, see, but I don't have to do that there. So it's small enough, and everybody keeps to themselves, and I like it very much. So,
All right. Ziggy, you got anything crazy?
Crazy relaxing.
Crazy. You're off work.
I've been on vacation all week. It's wonderful.
There you go. So I'm driving here today, and this right behind me in my rearview mirror, I got to watch the show. It was amazing.
Okay.
So this lady in SUV, I can tell she's playing Mario Kart, right? Trying to dash in and out of cars and get ahead and stuff. And she's behind.
Hold on a second. You don't get to say this. You don't get to say this. The way you drive that stupid little roller skate thing that you drive?
Well, she wasn't winning in Mario Kart. Still in first place.
Oh, see? I told you. So you mean she was playing Mario Kart with you?
No, well, she was trying to. I saw her coming up. She hadn't even really been in the race. She needed to shoot some turtles at me because I'm a Luigi.
There you go.
Anyways, so she keeps trying to cut in front of different people. And there's this guy in a white Corvette, really nice one. Modern, I don't know the years and all that kind of stuff, but it's all white and it's clean and he's right behind me. Well, she starts to weave into his lane, and I'm thinking in her SUV over her right shoulder, that vet's so low, I don't know if she could see him. Mm-hmm. So she comes straight across, and they were within inches of each other. Mm-hmm. And this guy's honking and swerving out of the way, and now he's ticked, and he's got a vet, which I'm pretty sure he could win Mario Kart any day he wants. So he jams on the gas, swerves around, gets in front of her, and stops in the middle of the road at where she's right up on his bumper. And he just stops. And all the cars are going by, and I was like, what's going on? It was insane. I've never seen anybody just stop in the middle of traffic just to prove a point.
Mm-hmm. Brake check.
So I'm watching. And he finally gets going. We pull up to a light, and now it's me, vet, and then crazy lady. The light turns green, and I start to go, and he just sits there.
And is she still behind him?
She's still behind him. Okay. She can't get past him because she's too close to him at this point.
Right.
And literally like a 10-second delay, and he's middle lane. All the both lanes on either side of him are going, and he's got it all stopped, right? And just the two of them, everybody else had figured out to go around him. And then, I mean, he had to be like 50 yards behind me by the time he started. Mm-hmm. And then he just punched it. And he caught me like that. And next thing you know, Mario's past Luigi. He's in front of me. And then this lady, she comes, like she's not done.
Oh,
she comes up onto my right and pulls up and tries to get next to him. And there were sign language and things going on. And I was like, where's my popcorn? And it was awesome because I wasn't involved in any way.
Yeah. All right.
So
that's a fun show.
If he had been smart, he would have waited till the light was just about to turn red and then go.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I failed to know what he was thinking, but I lost Mario Kart today. I decided to let both of them go ahead of me, and I'm gonna stay out of the way.
And you almost never lose Mario Kart.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Like when?
I don't get it. Yeah. I'm trying to get somewhere. So, that was awesome.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it, but yeah, I'm glad you could tell us that story. So, speaking of stories, we're up on a break, so I want to do that first, but then let's come back and talk about how Facebook is listening to you. I'm sorry, your phone is listening to you, and we learned this through a Facebook leak. One thing I didn't mention is 49er first round picks aren't immune to being shot in San Francisco. So we have that story to add as well.
Crime in San Francisco is now starting to affect football.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah. So now people are going to start getting upset. Don't mess with football.
There you go. I got some questions on that one. So when we come out of the break.
Okay. Back after this.
Mm-hmm.
Craig and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome back. We're going to dive into a story here about, you know, everybody's always kicked around the idea that your smartphones are listening to your conversations. You talk about something, suddenly you see an ad for it. And according to an article in the Daily Mail, a shocking leak suggests your phone really is listening in on your conversation. An apparent pitch deck from one of Facebook's alleged marketing partners appears to detail how the firm eavesdrops on users' conversations to create targeted ads. In a slideshow, Cox Media Group claims that its active listening software uses AI to collect and analyze real-time intent data by listening to what you say through your phone, laptop, or home assistant microphone. So Siri is spying on you too. Quote, advertisers compare this voice data with behavioral data to target in-market consumers. The pitch deck goes on to tout Facebook, Google, and Amazon as clients and suggests they could be using its active listening service to target users.
Ouch.
The pitch deck was leaked to reporters at 404 Media that showcases the capabilities of active listening software to protect prospective customers. Since the leak has come out, Google has removed the media group from their partners program website. Facebook denies that they use the phone's microphone for ads, and we've been public about this for years. We reached out to CMG to get them to clarify that their data program is not based on metadata. Wow. Amazon denies using them as well. But the group that
of course
has created the software says that they're clients. So who do you believe?
Well,
I believe users.
As user experience. As we discussed, I had one of my soccer players' parents works for a phone company,
mm-hmm.
and was helping me with my pool equipment, Wi-Fi situation. And he's high up on the food chain at this phone company. Well, they're more than a phone company.
Mm-hmm.
They're a high-tech company. And he absolutely verified to me that it is. He goes, they have a hard line about what we don't do and what we will listen to and what we use and what we don't use. He said, but it's real.
Mm-hmm.
On those phones that most of us have.
Yeah, and if you work in the government, you know, my wife has a security clearance at her job. She's not allowed to bring her cell phone into the building. The CIA does not allow you to bring your cell phones into the headquarters building. Any classified military installation, cell phones are verboten because they know they can be hacked. They're listening. You know, it's the government knows it.
Yeah.
So and apparently the rest of us are just kind of walking around with this pocket spy kit in our possession.
I think anybody that thinks that that's not happening on some level is kidding themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's happening.
But how does that make you feel though? Because if I'm talking about something and I see an ad, yeah, it's annoying, but sometimes it's like, oh, I was just thinking about this and here, you know, it's very convenient for me to then do further research on the product when the ad comes up.
Yeah, but I mean, they want to know what I'm doing and where I'm going. It's like I'm not bombing anything. I'm not.
Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, it
kind of does.
Well, no. I mean, I'm saying
I don't really care.
No.
If they care that much,
no,
more power to them.
No, my point is, it's like there's that group of people that say if you're not doing anything bad, then you shouldn't worry about being watched. And I'm saying, well, it doesn't matter if you're not doing anything bad. You shouldn't be watched in general. And
yeah, that's a camp. That's my camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you need to listen to me? Because eventually, they'll use it against me. I just have no desire for them to know what I'm doing, what I'm searching. And the thing I really don't like is when I do decide to search for something else, they send me all these suggestions or things that were on previous searches. It's like, I don't want any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look for something very specific. And sometimes you got to go like 4 or 5 pages into your search.
Right.
And it's just annoying as heck.
Yeah, Amazon
I started using DuckDuckGo for everything, even their browser. So I stopped using Safari and then searching from DuckDuckGo's website on Safari. I just went straight to the DuckDuckGo. I just set it up this last week, and so far I love it because it's blocking all ads for all kinds of stuff.
Right.
I've had it on my phone for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, Shout out to the king, Joe Rogan. It was from him, and I've used it forever. But I still get some things on there. Mm-hmm. Less, for sure. Yeah. But are you getting less pop-ups? I mean, it's real. It's mm-hmm. it's not.
Oh, yeah,
it's not going away.
Right.
Yeah. No. Well, it's funny because we're going to talk about the economy in a bit. So I was looking up NASDAQ, and I'm looking it up on this server, and it just had a pop-up that said, please consider allowing us to use ads on in order to help us pay for whatever. And I was like, click no. So it knows that I'm blocking because I'm using DuckDuckGo, and now it's sending me a pop-up in order to get permission to use more pop-ups.
Right.
Don't. So it's a thing, but we've known about this. I mean, we've talked about this on previous shows.
Oh, hang on. What's wrong with pop-ups? Is that a sex joke?
No, just move on.
Okay.
Just saying, we know this. We know this story is true because we've talked about it a whole bunch of different times.
Yes, we have.
Right. And my brother years ago, he was telling me about this, and he turns off his phone whenever he's not using it. Mm-hmm. Like he'll make a call or he'll make some text messages, and then he turns his phone off because he doesn't want them listening. Mm-hmm. And then when he needs to use it, turns it back on. And he actually went away from smartphones altogether because he doesn't want them having that capability. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's kind of a trend too. That's starting to happen.
Yeah. But for me, I mean, again, devil's advocate, and I'm not in either camp. I'm really not. Cause the reality of it, you know, they're listening in some way, shape or form, period. I drive a Tesla. Mm-hmm. It's got 27 some odd cameras in it. You know, and I know that they use a ton of data just for the performance of the car and you know, future updates to make it better, all this stuff. You know, where is the line being drawn? And I don't know. And I don't care.
I would say it's totally different because if it's your car and it's for safety reasons and performance of your vehicle, that makes sense to me.
No, that's the line, though. What if they don't stop it there? They can listen to my conversations in my car. I guarantee you
they could. I don't know. I guess I have more faith in Elon Musk than government and some of these other agencies.
What if they stopped a 9/11 because of that? One time, one thing.
I mean, that's the best case scenario.
Okay. The NSA already monitors conversations and they sort through, you know, for keywords.
This is already happening. This is what I'm saying. It's happening.
But right. So even without the stuff on the cell phones, I mean, the NSA is already listening. So we're kind of,
we're there.
Yeah.
And so we're not going, it's just like salaries in the NBA or the MLB we're not going back. It's, we're there. It's happening. Mm-hmm. Other things to worry about.
Right. But then the question is, if you really do worry about it, is there a way to counteract it? Maybe going back to dumb phones is the way to do it.
If you don't want
get me an old school Nokia, baby.
Yeah. I see that you don't have that, though. It's like, are you willing to not have this in order to stop that? Mm-hmm. Clearly, no one at this table is.
Well, this isn't even paid for yet.
Whatever. That's not my point. If it was that important to you.
You got a point there, yeah.
You'd have a dumb phone.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just, I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything that, you know, they want to know where I've been and what I'm saying. Great. Good for them. Mm-hmm.
The thing with a dumb phone, though, is you can't, you know, read news headlines when you're on the toilet.
So you're not willing to give that up.
Yeah, but the phone is listening to me.
It is.
Drop the kids off at the pool.
It is.
And someone is on the receiving end of that, and that's, you know, that should
make you smile.
Maybe that's kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's certain right issues there for sure. Mm-hmm. But guess what? We've that bridge has been crossed long ago.
It was crossed in a lot of ways even before this, so yeah.
So for me, it's just one of those things I don't worry about.
All right. Start asking your phone for a rating during that time. Hey Siri, can I get a rating on that one?
All right. Well, with that, we are up on another break, and then I want to talk about this Ricky Purcell story. He's going to be out a couple of games because he got shot in San Francisco. Anyway, back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. And San Francisco, just not not a good place to be. Ricky Purcell, the San Francisco 49ers first-round pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, was shot during an alleged attempted robbery at San Francisco's Union Square, and he's been released, and let's see, the team said he's been released and recovering from a bullet wound to his chest. What happened to San Francisco? His mother says he was shot through the chest. The bullet did not hit any vital organs. He was shot after a struggle with the suspect who was trying to steal his Rolex. Pearsall was at a signing event. The suspect in custody. Yada, yada, yada.
What was your previous comment? San Francisco. What did you say?
It is not a good place to be anymore. And I mean, and of course, this has been going on for quite some time, where the city has just set the cops to the side and let the crooks run everything. And post COVID, it is just I don't want to call it a no man's land, but it's like you are taking certain chances by going there to visit, because either your car is going to get broken into or you're going to get assaulted. And it's and now the crooks are interfering with football, because Purcell is going to have to sit out a couple of games. And all joking aside, San Francisco has been deteriorating for quite some time.
Well, you said anymore, and I take exception with that. We were talking previously about got it down to, it was 2015.
Yeah.
Where a young lady is walking with her father on the pier and gets shot in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And he held her in his arms while she died.
Yeah.
And the guy that shot her had been deported.
Five times.
Mm-hmm. And then had come back to, what do we call in San Francisco? It was a sanctuary city.
Yeah.
That's 2015.
Yeah. And just finds a gun laying around and just, duh, and then sets off around and it hits that girl. And
my daughter and I used to walk on that
pier. Yeah, I used to as well.
And, it was really, really close to home. They're just walking along and she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Sanctuary city. Mm-hmm. It was horrible in 2015. It was terrible then, and it's been terrible since.
And it's worse now.
And it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. So just a reminder, carrying a concealed weapon is a misdemeanor only. And stay strapped or get clapped. I mean, that's if you're going to, or just stay out of San Francisco. It's like, okay, well, nobody's immune to this sort of thing. And of course, I got to work in San Francisco. I'm there 2 days a week. I'm fortunate enough to have a building with a garage in it that has a gate on it. But even then, people have forced the gate and gone in and vandalized cars and stolen things out of it, or out of them. And it's, there's a little bit of risk involved now in going across the bay. And it's more of a risk, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's... it used to be a nice place to go.
Defund the police. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Defund the police. Let the, put
how's
in
that
a,
working out?
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
I'm looking here for London Breed's comments. I'm not seeing anything.
I have a, I only have in this article here that they confirmed the news. Let's see if I can. Click
yeah.
On
that's
this
all
link.
I see.
Yeah. From Breed's Twitter, this afternoon there was an attempted robbery in Union Square involving the San Francisco 49ers, yada, yada, yada. SFPD was on the scene. My thoughts are with Ricky and his family. We will provide more updates. So not saying anything about, gee, maybe we need to change things around this town. But just, the shooting happened, and then the shooting happened. And
that's what she says. That's my point.
The shooting happened.
If you had an alleged police brutality.
Oh, yeah.
She would have paragraphs on there about blah, 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 and then we'd be talking about defund the police.
Yeah.
More therapists showing up at domestic disputes, all this stuff. Yeah. And meanwhile, like I said, we said that other thing happened in 2015.
Yeah.
It's not gotten any better. It's been horrible since before then. Yeah, it's going to become Detroit. You watch.
The experiment is a failure.
Yeah.
That's so here's my question. This person that shot him, are they on the hook for his salary? If he loses that NFL contract, if he ends up, I mean, they released him on Sunday, but that doesn't mean that he's ready to go. And this poor kid he's yet to play a single game.
Yeah, he's going to be on the bench for a little bit.
Well, but he's signed already.
Yeah.
So he's got a contract.
Right.
Not that he would probably ever get to collect from somebody who shoots someone on the street. I'm not sure they have a whole lot of resources to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm hoping there's some serious criminal charges on this and throw the book at him.
Well, attempted murder at least, but even then. Let's go to the activities of the California legislature. Now, Donald Trump has been talking or getting some traction talking about no tax on tips. And Kamala has stolen that now because now she wants it to be her idea.
She wants to steal it. She's trying to claim it. Yes. But it was originally his idea, which is probably why California voted this way.
Right. And then California Republicans recently have proposed ending the state's tax on tips. But state Democrats said, nah, bro. And killed the bill.
Well, it's sad how the partisan thing is now ruining something that could be good, right?
Well, let's also not forget all her new tax proposals for her possible ascension to the presidency. I forget that it was in the trillions, what I heard, but it's all talking about the top 1% or the people who are in the top earn. This is the bottom.
Yeah.
Whatever percent.
Mm-hmm.
That, they're talking about it's all about, let's go after the rich guys. This is not going after the rich guys.
Right.
Yeah, but it is going to cut into their finances. Like, the state is going to lose a ton of revenue if every restaurant worker from now on has no tax on their tips. They're going to lose billions of dollars. And so I'm sure the Democrats are looking at it that way and saying, no, we're already bleeding money. We're behind. We can't, businesses are leaving. People are leaving. We can't keep cutting things. And so you have that playing against it. And then you have it, initially brought up by Trump. And then you have a Republican group who writes a bill. Well, Democrats don't want to pass anything that Republicans brought up. They want to be able to own it themselves. So,
well, no, they wouldn't.
They don't get credit for it.
Democrats never
and they lose a bunch of money.
Right. But Democrats never will cut. They never cut taxes anyway. So no one's going to propose a tax cut on the Democrat side. Do you need to get that? We can pause.
No.
Okay. No. So they'll never do. The word tax cut does not exist in the Democrats' vocabulary. No. So,
this is a functional tax cut.
Yeah.
It is. And they're not gonna let it happen.
Exactly.
Not in a one party state that's Democrat.
Right.
Agreed. But again, my point is they're pushing it like they only want to tax the rich. Yeah. This is not the rich.
Well, and oddly enough, this is the same group, this political party that's been pushing for mandatory higher minimum wage. Right. So you're trying to help these people in theory, but then when you find something that can help them more than anything, you're gonna cut it. You're not even gonna put it to a vote. I mean, it's terrible.
Right. And they're not following Kamala's lead in going with this tax cut.
Oh, I would love to see if she takes a position on this in California.
Yeah. No, she won't.
Right.
Don't even worry about it. In other California Senate news, California has scuttled a reparations bill as supporters denounce a political bait and switch. This is from the website of Jonathan Turley, an author and California commentator. Governor Gavin Newsom and Democrats have pushed for reparations for slavery for years, and the Democrats campaigned on it for past elections. They have now stamped the bill, returned to sender, and shelved two reparations bills with the reported support of Mr. Newsom. So, going to your point, Scott, about how the state's already bleeding money and can't afford a tax cut, maybe we can't afford to give out reparations to black people when California wasn't even a slave state.
Yes. Well, I mean, this is just more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
should we be giving reparations to the Japanese community? Because we were a slave state.
It's a good or a,
yep.
We were a slave state for the Japanese,
right? For the internment camps.
Yes,
it's a good question. Maybe I should get reparations for having to live in this state. You know, which, you know, it wasn't my choice to move here, of course.
Right.
And now I'm stuck. But, well, that's not true. So how does this make California racist?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well, are we...
Very strange.
Are we tired of people claiming racist when they don't have a viable argument? Yep. When they don't have facts or content, they can just... They play the race card in order to try and beat people down. You have to do this because otherwise you're racist. It's such become the default lowest level argument.
And I think it's become overused to the point where no one's paying attention to it anymore. It's like you always use that line, not everything is racist, not everybody is racist, yeah. So why are we falling for that anymore?
Well, to claim everything's racist is kind of racist in and of itself.
All right.
But then I know what somebody's going
to... You know, I still go back to, you have $10, you spend $10, and then you have no money. And, you know, all we do is print more, and
yeah.
That's why we are exactly where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. One more story before the break. Oregon is rolling back their drug decriminalization. They're going to make possession a crime again. Ziggy, how does this affect you?
Well, it's going to cut into my sales, definitely.
Oh, your sale? Oh, okay.
Among other things,
I run an operation up there that.
Yeah,
we'll just, that's all I have to say about that.
From PBS, Oregon's first in the nation experiment with drug decriminalization came to an end Sunday. Possessing small amounts of hard drugs is once again a crime. The Democrat-controlled legislature passed the recriminalization law in March, overhauling a measure approved by 58% of voters in 2020 that made possessing illicit drugs like heroin punishable by a ticket and a maximum fine of $100. The measure directed hundreds of millions of dollars in cannabis tax revenue toward addiction services, but the money was slow to get out the door at the time when the fentanyl crisis was causing a spike in overdoses. Now, we know that the only reason any state wants to decriminalize any kind of drug is so that they can tax it. California's having some...
I disagree.
You disagree? So, then why are they decriminalizing then?
So, and just what you just read.
Because they lost the
it's
war.
It's a ticket. It's a ticket. Mm-hmm. And it's a $100 fine.
Well, right? That's what it was.
What is it now?
Now you're going back to jail.
Okay. So... How is that going to help any of these people? How is that going to help the state? You know, we've had people incarcerated for decades for cannabis that we pay for, taxpayers pay for, right? And especially if you're talking about a guy that's got two joints in his car or a guy that's got a bag of heroin. How is that helpful?
Just going back to the money then. So we're spending more to incarcerate these people than the taxes we're
bringing
in.
We lead the world in number of citizens incarcerated.
Right.
Period. So what's the upside here?
So you're saying make it legal and then provide the treatment or along with the taxes?
Well, I think there has to be tiers. You know, if you're going after distributors and cartel and this and that, that's one thing. If you're going off some guy that's got a little bag of heroin or a couple of joints in his car, it's a diminished return.
No, I understand.
It's crazy.
It's like my idea though is that they're going back on this because they weren't getting the money from they weren't getting tax money from the sale of those drugs. So now they're like, man, what the heck? Let's just make it illegal again.
Well,
there's many sides to it. Regardless, there is a financial piece to this where they weren't generating what they thought they were going to generate. But the argument, you know, if they're going to criminalize it again and put people in jail, that's going to cost them even more because now they got to incarcerate them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the benefit is...
By your description there, if this is about money, they just did the stupidest thing they could do.
But it's Oregon, so that's what they
like
do
I
there.
Said, there's many sides to the argument. I mean, the greatest one is it's become a deterrent again, right? It is now again illegal.
Are you serious? Do you believe that for one second? You think that's going to be a deterrent to a heroin junkie?
It'll be harder for them to get
it will not.
The stuff.
It will not.
Well, they have to do it and that's, but, under cloak and dagger now, well, rather than just out on open street. And
but that's what's happening in
California. It's not going to change anything.
That's what's happening in California, though. The legal pot is taxed so much that you're still going to the street dealer. So California is missing out on a lot of that money because the
tax... I wonder what California, since its legalization, how much they've made.
It's a good question.
It's a huge number, I'll guarantee you.
Well, I'm sure it is. Huge but not as huge as they would like.
Oh, tomato.
Right.
They're making a ton of
money. They're still going to tax the cannabis workers on their tips. So there's that money.
Well, I wish we had started this sooner, but now we're up on a break. So back with our post-game wrap-up and Coach's Corner here in a second. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Coming back with Gorillaz and Feel Good Inc., which was on Ziggy's playlist during our pre-show meeting. All right. Sounds like somebody spends a lot of time at karaoke, huh?
It's been a while.
Actually. Is that going to be our next field trip? A karaoke bar.
Our second hour is going to be Drake, highly karaoke based.
We can do karaoke right here.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah. I'm.
No. That's just. No.
I'm getting.
Turn around.
I'm getting ideas. I'm getting lots
just
of ideas.
Say
we are going to lose listeners.
Just
no,
say no.
No, we will pick up listeners because it'll be hilariously entertaining.
Bad singing old guys. There's no market for that.
Who's old?
You are.
Ziggy and I are the youngest of the four here.
We need to invest in some mirrors.
I think I said that a few episodes ago. Have you seen a mirror?
Yeah, seriously.
Why? All right, post-game wrap-up and Coach's Corner. Who's going first?
Coach's Corner first.
All right.
So today, Coach's Corner is brought to you by Tony Dungy.
Ooh. Famous NFL coach. Indianapolis Colts.
There you go.
Commentator for ESPN. And
Christian man.
Yeah, he spoke at Promise Keepers decades ago.
Yeah, he's a Christian man. It's funny. I always admired him because you hear his players talking, never swore, ever. They never heard him say damn. Just was that guy, right? Anyway, great guy. The secret to success is good leadership, and good leadership is all about making the lives of your team members or workers better.
Mm-hmm. Here. Very good. Scott, what do you got?
Post-game report today is brought to you by Scott's Third Tee.
Which does not stand for duck.
No, that, no.
It doesn't stand for rucksack.
Yeah, no.
Emphasis on the first four letters there.
Stands for take.
Okay.
Make sure you understand what's being taken from you or what you are taking because it affects everybody. And no one likes it when something's taken from them. You know, if you take something from me, man, now are we fighting or what? Now
we're
going to
have a discussion. We're going to have a problem. Yeah,
right. So the best way to approach that is to recognize when you're taking things. And so we got the state trying to take things from workers. We've got all these other stories about things being taken, and I think it's important for us to remember that when you take something. It has an effect. Know what your effect is.
And it has a consequence, and you might get stabbed.
Yeah, understand what your footprint is.
Like Ziggy's shot class.
That's right. Yeah. Try to... Oh, so are you trying to justify taking something, or what?
No, I'm going to make up excuses for when I steal. I'm not going to take it and steal it. That's a different letter.
It's what?
Living in here from now on.
I can
take it home. Burden, take it home and hide
by
it.
My past and hope for what can be.
Okay.
Because I fell out of the coconut tree.
You know, I don't have it. I don't have it this week, but I have a great Camilla thing for us for next week, and I might even make it our new exit theme. But but we'll see. We'll see about that. I got to.
It's all about context.
Yeah. 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 Indeed.
And coconut trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I can't wait to send her back to the coconut tree. But that's probably. It probably sounds racist to say. Yeah. That, right?
I was gonna say.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy, RadioSlot.com. That's it for this week.
Y'all be good to each other.
And it's time for Mary to throw her hat in the air.